When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Just covering this strange interview that Donald Trump granted to the Washington Post. And apparently Trump's out there doing, you know, interviews, trying to shape the narrative. Before earlier this week, we reported that Trump was out there telling historians, what? You know, I'm really a pretty good guy. Don't believe all the history stuff. You know, I'm not that bad a guy. And somewhere during the course of that interview, he made the admission, when I lost the election. Well, you don't hear him publicly admitting that. But what was even stranger, because, you know, I know that Trump's been making a lot of public statements about rigged elections, all that kind of stuff. So that shouldn't be a shocker. But with all the hindsight and all the time and even the legal consequences, perhaps he's facing, Donald Trump granted an interview to the Washington Post and basically stated the lessons learned from January 6th, his regrets, if he could do it all over again. Here are the two big regrets. Again, number one, he didn't get to march to the Capitol with the rioters. According to his claims, the Secret Service wanted to keep him safe. Wouldn't let him do it. Oh, that's a shame. And number two, the media didn't accurately reflect the size of his crowd because, you know, it was massive. Biggest crowd I ever spoke to.
I think he had an issue with not filming the crowd size. And the thing is, like, the crowd was definitely filmed. They just used close-ups so they can identify the criminals when they were in the middle of the act, you see. So it was covered, and there were plenty of photographs. They're just close-up so that you could tell who the people were that were breaking the law.
Yes. Well, that still doesn't forgive the media for not acknowledging the largest crowd of Trump ever.
The media that he calls over and over again the enemy of the people, I wonder why they might have an issue with him. I don't know.
Let me keep reading from the enemy of the people that is Chris Saliza just a little bit longer. For Trump, January 6th was just another day where he drew a big crowd and the media didn't give him credit. That's the lesson he learned from that day. Which matters, not because Trump seems blissfully unaware of what happened and what he sanctioned that day, because Trump looks and sounds very much like someone who's going to run for president again in 2024. A Trump appears not to have reflected for even a minute about the role he played on January 6th and what an insurrection at the Capitol means for the present and future of democracy. In fact, in the interview with the Washington Post, Trump continued to suggest that he could and should be reinstated somehow as president. Of course, President Joe Biden won the 2020 election fair and square, and there's absolutely no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
I believe when you see massive election fraud, I can't imagine that somebody who won the election based on fraud, that something doesn't happen. He asked, how has it not happened? If you were a bank robber or you're a jewelry store robber and you go into Tiffany's and you steal their diamonds and get caught, you have to give the diamonds back.
Whereas Chris Saliza writes, okay. Remember that those who don't or choose not to learn from history are doomed to repeat it, which makes what Trump said Wednesday all the scarier. Yeah, it's a little scary. You know what else is a little scary? People are not yet convinced, speaking about polling, that Donald Trump has committed criminal acts. They're not yet convinced. I'm going to give you a little evidence to that in a minute, and you could be a part of the show. Your opinions matter here, 844-967-2789. But I did have one little legal update for former President Trump. New York Attorney General wants Trump held in contempt to pay a $10,000 fine per day. That is what she is asking. New York's attorney general asked a state judge Thursday to issue an order of contempt against former President Donald Trump, claiming he has failed to comply with previous rulings requiring him to turn over documents by March 31st. Well, that's a date in history at this point. That's in the rearview mirror. As part of an investigation into his company's financial practices. Now, the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James also requested that Trump be fined $10,000 a day until he complies with the ruling. Trump and two of his children, Donald Jr., you know, Fredo as we like to call him, and Ivanka, were ordered on February 17th to appear for depositions in James's long-running civil frauds probe. They appealed the order to appear, but did not at that time challenge a separate part of the ruling in which Donald Trump was ordered to comply with a subpoena seeking documents and information. The judge ordered Trump to comply with the demands for documents and information by March 3rd and later extended the deadline to March 31st, a date that he agreed, that was agreed by both sides at the time, according to a court document. In Thursday's filings, James' office, Letitia James again, said Trump has not only failed to comply with the order, but in recent days raised objections to it. I want to take back my agreement. James's office said Thursday's filings that Trump's attorneys later indicated that he would not produce any of the subpoenaed documents because his counsel, based on search efforts that have not been divulged, could not find any records. Couldn't find any financial records of his corporations. The judge's order was crystal clear. Donald J. Trump must comply with our subpoena and turn over relevant documents to my office. Instead of obeying a court order, Mr. Trump is trying to evade it. We're seeking the court's immediate intervention because no one is above the law. An attorney for Trump did not immediately respond to requests for comment. But Donald Trump, he's never going to stop fighting. Legally, I mean, this guy's got 10 nooses around his neck. He's fighting at every turn. But here's the crazy part, at least to my humble opinion. The American people are not yet convinced. Sure, the left is. Guys like me and Fancy Brian, maybe even you, the fair listener, you might be convinced. But we're not even a plurality of the American people. And I don't know how much evidence has to be out there in the public, but you know, I'm going to start calling publicly for indictments each and every day. I'm already doing that, but I'm going to double down. Two calls a day for indictments. Until that happens, you know, I'm going to be kind of pouty over here, all butthurt. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
No, you don't.
You are the enemy of the people.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.